USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let's call it what it is. Put aside the flower language. This is a partisan effort to take over how you conduct elections in our country.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell appearing before a Senate Rules Committee. The committee discussing H.R. 1, which was passed in the House earlier this year. The bill would bring the largest overhaul of the U.S. elections in a generation. Gas supplies are tightening across the country as a pipeline that carries almost half the fuel used on the East Coast is shut down for a fifth day. Colonial Pipeline says it's working substantially to resume operations by the end of the week after shutting down its network due to a cyber attack last Friday. Long gas lines are already starting to form in Virginia, North, and South Carolina. AAA predicting gas prices could rise 3 to 7 cents per gallon this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
In a blatant escalation of tensions in the region, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Navy speedboats are harassing U.S. Naval and Coast Guard vessels in the Strait of Hormuz.
The 13 speedboats had armed their machine guns when they got to within 150 yards of the American vessels in the International Choke Point Waterway. Department of Defense spokesman John Kirby picks up the story from the Pentagon.
This group of fast attack boats approached the U.S. formation at high speed, closing in as close as 150 yards. The Coast Guard cutter Maui, U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maui, fired approximately 30 warning shots from a 50 caliber machine gun. After the second round, the 13 fast attack craft from the IRGCN broke contact.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden meeting virtually with governors to discuss vaccine distribution today. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Prominent Republicans are continuing to criticize President Biden over a cyber attack that shut down Colonial Pipeline. On Monday, the FBI identified a criminal syndicate named DarkSide as creators of the ransomware used in the attack. The group's members are Russian speakers, and their malware is coded not to attack networks using Russian language keyboards. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, saying,
"This is, again, just another example of Joe Biden's weak policy towards Russia. You know, he calls Vladimir Putin a killer once, and he acts like he's a tough guy. The Democrats have been beating their chest about Russia for the last 4 years, but as soon as Joe Biden got in office, they returned to their weak, dovish roots once again. They should immediately stop that pipeline that Russia is building towards Germany,
right.
And we should go on offense if that's what it takes to get Russia to pull in its horns."
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is citing ongoing progress in reducing new cases of the coronavirus, along with hospitalizations and deaths.
Daily averages of new infections dropping 76%, hospitalizations down 71%, and reported deaths decreasing by 75%.
Walensky testifying in a Senate hearing and saying vaccines represent the path to normalcy in America.
Vaccines are a means of returning to activities we stopped as a result of the pandemic.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky also getting into a verbal sparring match once again during that hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.